under these conditions are not being consulted. And in short, it's pretty clear that the city, rather than put people in hotel rooms, is going to spend $6 a foot for fencing, and that's their policy, or $4 a foot for fencing if it's doesn't have the screen around it to block the view. And it's really a shame. The other thing that's happening is that the shelter downtown in Watsonville turned out to have COVID, and they had to shut the shelter down. And that's one of the places people are supposed to get sent to if they're not going to be, you know, in this 60-person tent city behind this chain link fence. And so, unfortunately, they found out about COVID in that shelter by accident when somebody that was going to an unrelated surgery was tested positive, and they found out people in that shelter were also tested positive, and that's why they had to shut it down. But in this county, the people that are spend a week or two in that shelter, spend a couple of weeks maybe in another shelter, and move around as they get kicked out of one shelter to the other. And so if it was in that shelter, it's probably spread throughout all the shelters in the Santa Cruz area.
Keith, we're running out of time. What's your concern now? What's your worst fear about where this is going? I mean, I don't know where Gavin Newsom's incredible program that he keeps talking about in terms of here you are in a city full of empty hotel rooms, motel rooms, and, you know, you're being fenced in, you're being pushed to a place where there's an outbreak. Now they're going to have to close that center down. Give us your last best shot here, and we'll be back soon.
Yeah, well, my fear is that they're conditioning people to believe that they don't really have any agency as homeless people, that they're trying to get people living on the streets. And, of course, we'll know that, you know, it's likely that the population is going to double of homeless people in Santa Cruz, and that if this is the solution now, what will it be in the future? And there's a certain kind of fascistic atmosphere to this, where it's cops and fences and not a lot of resources in a tremendously wealthy community. And it just shows this idea that this is the other, that these are you know, there was a woman today that was just shaking her head, waiting for a bus, and she kept saying, this is like the Holocaust, this is like the Holocaust. And it's certainly not like the Holocaust, but just for an unhoused person to have expressed that in viewing this, and she wasn't even being forced into this particular area. She was already living in the woods in another part of town. And it's really, really sad. So, and it appears to be that it's just plain going to be illegal to be a homeless, unhoused person outside of some official facility where you're monitored, where you're ID'd, and where you must gain permission to come and go. And that's what's very, very sad, that's already being conditioned into the community here. And but there are a lot of people pushing back and refusing to cooperate, and just packing up and walking away from this entire program that the city's trying to put forth.
Well, as you say, Keith, there's going to be a lot more people. Congress is not acting. The eviction moratorium seems to be over, even if it's not officially over. There will be people. They're expecting many more people in the street. 35,000 people. What did I say that? What's the figure? How many million? 30,
okay, they're 35. Saying that it could be 28 million people are facing eviction in September. We'll start to see a lot of people getting the three-day notices and believing that means 3 days and being hitting the streets. We're already seeing people that have been displaced and evicted on the streets even during the moratorium, because there's plenty of ways to get rid of people out of their housing. And the other thing is, people go, well, don't the landlords want to rent to somebody? Well, sadly, the amount of housing that is actually owned by a landlord that actually cares is diminishing dramatically, because housing is often owned by shell companies, and therefore there's no it's the actual building that's important to them, not whether people are paying rent. And we're seeing that already in Santa Cruz, and I'm sure we're going to see that across the country. And it's I think, you know, we're trying to get the population here of house people to, one, resist leaving their homes if faced with eviction, and two, to start stepping up to respond to the fact that, you know, we're cooking every single day and feeding people every single day, and it's incredibly difficult just to handle the 150 to 200 people a day that we're supporting, and to get to 400, 500 people a day, 600 people a day, it's just going to be overwhelming. And so we need to pull the whole community together just to handle fresh water, because we are the fresh water. This county and the city are not providing fresh water. And we are often the meals. Thankfully, there are Meals on Wheels and some programs that the county are paying for. But by and large, it's just the people are just left to their own devices, or they're succumbing to having to be essentially in a minimum security prison just to survive.
All right. Well, listen, Keith, we are glad that you're on the ground. If people want to get in touch with Food Not Bombs, how do they do that?
Well, you can call us at 1-800-884-1136, and that's the hunger hotline that can be found on foodnotbombs.net. And if you have no money, you can just walk up to any payphone and dial that number, and we will do our best to hook you up with a local meal. Or if you want to help volunteer in any of the over 1,000 chapters that we have worldwide, and in any of the countries, you might be hearing either a rebroadcast of this or currently listening to it. We'd love your support. And Food Not Bombs is often one of the lifelines in communities in places like Burma or in the Philippines, Indonesia, those kind of places. It's England, even people in England are like really struggling, and Food Not Bombs is trying to meet people's needs there. So this is like,
well, Keith, we're going to be back. We're going to be back to you next week. We're just against the clock here.
I understand.
Thank you for joining us. We will talk to you next week. Keith McHenry, Food Not Bombs, incredibly courageous visionary who has been with this for 40 years. Thanks, Keith.
Thank you so much, Dennis. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you are listening to Flashpoints. In a moment, we're going to take a short break. Some of you are going to hear Chris Hedges, and others are going to hear Miguel Gavilan Molina and myself. Stay tuned. Listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. And in better times, my brother and partner Miguel Gavilan Molina might have been dancing to that music, but there's not much to dance about these days. There's a big struggle. Poor people of color, as usual, are doing the most suffering, are on the front lines, are making sure many of us are able to survive with food and all the things that we need. Those emergency workers, you know, who are forced into the war zone, if you will, to keep the rest of the country going, and then are abandoned in so many ways. I should say we're going to have a report about what's happening in terms of domestic workers on Tuesday. We're going to be joined again by Renee Salcedo. Anyway, Miguel, welcome back. How are you doing?
Well, as always, just kind of concerned about people calling in And, you know, these are some of the most difficult times I think you and I have witnessed in our lifetime. And, you know, this is the time where people need to rise up. We're in a situation here where, you know, we need financial help, assistance. We're doing our part to, you know, bring truth to people out there, our listeners, by, you know, looking at voter fraud, looking at, you know, mass incarceration, talking to people that have dealt with, you know, police violence, militarized forces out there, and you know, reporting on the dismantling of healthcare. There is a war right now. It's an invisible enemy. It's called the coronavirus, and it's really hitting some of the most vulnerable communities. And I know, as one of the members of one of those communities, the indigenous Latino communities, is getting ravished right now. So here we are. We really need the support. You know, and I know that the, you know, white supremacist house and the President Tweetler is real. And we are part of the resistance here, here at this radio station, here at Free Speech, KPFA. It's what we do. And we need you to help us stay as vigilant and on the front lines and in the trenches. So this is the time. Now, you know what you get here at this station. You get truth. You get facts. And you get honesty, you know, from our hearts, from our souls. And, you know, some of us are out there in the front lines, you know, speaking and taking truth to power. So we need your support as supporters, as friends of KPFA, Free Speech Radio, Pacifica Network, as comrades, as allies. And this is the time. We need you to go to your phones, 1-800-439-5732. This is the time to rise up. And if you can't get through on the phone lines, kpfa.org. There is a massive crisis, you know, of historical proportions, not only with this pandemic, but also the dismantling of democracy as we're watching it almost day to day and attacking, you know, citizens within this country. There's a domestic war, you know, being led by the white supremacist house. So this is the time. We here at Flashpoints, here at KPFA, are the antidote, you know, to lies and deception, the misinformation and sold out compromise reporting. We tell the truth. We
bring
you.
One, let's give them that number, 1-800-439-5732. I'm sorry, Miguel, but I'm looking at the meters and nobody's calling. So let me say this number again, 1-800-439-5732. 1-800-439-5732. As I said last night, Miguel, I am evoking my mom. Who taught us when who lowered her voice to a whisper when she really wanted to get our attention. So we had to lean in, because if we didn't hear it, we were in real trouble. Mama, thank you for that advice. I'm not going to fall off my chair, but I want to say something. Right now, there are zero people calling. And this would be a wonderful day for some. And we don't have a match. We're just cold stone broke here at zero. We don't have a match. This is the day. Believe me, my friends, my brothers and sisters who've been listening for a long time, I'd like you to honor this day, honor this approach, this quiet approach. Thanks, Mom, to asking you to make sure that this radio station will survive. What did you hear? You heard at the top of the hour a wonderful report. A new reporter we have, a new contributor, Michael Loverett from Portland, did a beautiful job. He came out of South Carolina, where they used to fly the Confederate flag over the state house. It was incredible to have him on. Then we had a report about what's going on in San Quentin. We did an extensive report earlier in the week about doctors who were calling for a 50% release. It was an extraordinary interview with the doctor who was treating, who had all the details about the dangers, and who was blowing the whistle, really, on Gavin Newsom. So this is what we do. So is there somebody who I can quietly ask to step forward with a fund, a matching fund? You can give us $500 or $1,000, but this is the day you can give us 50 a month, 100 a month. We need that. Now, folks, there's also a wonderful premium. I don't have the. I'm gonna call it up, but there's. You can get our compilation of speeches that have to do with Black and Brown Lives Matters. It's a download. It's a massive amount of information. Any contribution will get you these incredible speeches by people who do make this a university of the airwaves. I don't have the list in front of me. I'll get it in a minute. But any contribution, $10, $15, $25, whatever you can spare, I'm asking you to stand up now and put your money where your beliefs are. So let me say that again. If you've got a little extra, if you can give us 25 or 50 or 100 a month, this would be a very special day on a slow day that you can make a real difference. So if you believe in the whispered approach to free speech radio and to asking you to stand up, then please honor the whisper, step forward, put your money where your beliefs are, and take an action that nobody makes you take, but that today, this will be your action of meaning. This will be your action in support of free speech radio, in support of the First Amendment, in support of a network founded by folks 75 years ago who understood how important it was to have an alternative to military, corporate, industrial, commercial media. That's what they did. They founded Pacifica Radio, the first non-commercial free speech listener-supported radio station in the world. What an honor. 75 years later, we are still here, and we are asking for your help, and we have a tabula rasa. And so we need to pull out the stops. We need to get you to stand up and really make a difference now. We need to get number one. Number one, can you believe not a single human being? You heard the show. You've heard the show yesterday and last week and last month and last year. And 10 years ago, and 20 years ago, and 30 years ago, when I believe our first story was about the occupation of Palestine. And we've been doing it ever since. If you believe in what we've been doing, and the kind of coverage we've been bringing you during the COVID virus, then please, please don't wait another minute. Please stand up. If you got a little extra, we want it. If you've got 5, 10, now you can also get a mask for, I don't know what that $50 contribution or something like that. There's like a branded material you can get, whatever it is. Please, please don't wait. I don't want to look at this zero again. It's frightening to see this goose egg in front of me that tells me that nobody is calling 1-800-439-5732. Okay, we've started the ball rolling. Excuse me. There is a traffic jam between my heart and my soul and my mouth. There are two people on the line, and I am grateful that two people have stood up and taken action that nobody is making them take, but they are taking it because they believe in free speech radio. But we need 12 more to join that too. So number 3, number 4, number 5, 1-800-439-5732. Tick that number up. Give us 10 people, give us 15 people, give us 20 people. Make a difference. We have 5 beautiful people on the line. Number 6, we would love you to join us right now. We need you to join us right now, and I'm glad that the 5 people who are calling now are honoring a, shall we say, relatively low-key pitch here at Flashpoints. But we do, we really do, need you to pull out the stops now. Please don't wait to the end of the hour. We have 9 little minutes left. Each one of those minutes has about 60 seconds. We need you to fill every second with your generosity, with your contribution. 1- 800-439-5732. Get the download for any contribution. If you have a little extra, we really could use it right now. Please don't wait till 5:59. It's very, very taxing. I would love to go into the weekend knowing that Miguel and I did our job. We raised the money. We supported the station. We supported the work we've been doing here for the last 30 years. 1-800-439-5732. All my lights are going out here. I don't know what's going on. I would love to see a whole bunch of you stand up and really make that difference and really honor the work we're doing. We have 8 people on the line. 8 beautiful people. How about number 9, number 10, number 11, and number 12? And it might take a little bit. Our folks at the phone answering service aren't that fast. 1-800-439-5732, or you can go and subscribe. I can't even talk online. 1-800-439-5732. 1-800-439-5732. 10
is KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Clinton Street Theater's virtual screening of The Last Tree. The Last Tree follows a British boy of Nigerian descent.